If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Wednesday. Keep an eye out for the weather today. We are in a winter advisory. Our sister station, 930 WBEN, will have you covered on all the updates going on there. Travel safe. Be safe tonight as well, of course, with it being New Year's Eve. I know it's a big party night
as well. I get that it's a party night, but if it's ugly out there, don't do nothing silly.
Don't. You'll have next year. You'll have next week if you want to. It doesn't need to be a party
night
tonight.
We'll have literally tomorrow.
Right. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Also, tonight we've got Sabres at 8 going for 10 games in a row. Would be for just the fourth time in the team's history. They would have reached that milestone, the first since 2018-2019. And then, of course, Bills getting back to practice today as we prepare for what is in all likelihood going to be the final game at Highmark Stadium on Sunday, 4:25 against the New York Jets. And right off the rip, that's kind of where we want to start today. This is our last time on air for this week. We're off tomorrow for New Year's Day. Sal's got Friday with Sean McDermott. And so with that, 803-0550, the number to call. If you want to give your favorite memories, your lasting memories of the current Highmark Stadium, I mentioned it last night on the nightcap for me, Derek. It's going to always kind of be my first game is going to be my lasting memory. I am on the younger side. I'm under 30. So when I say 2011, be nice. But 2011, you know, going with my dad and my brother, first time at the stadium for a regular season game. I'd been to preseason games and stuff like that. But it doesn't register the same as the regular season ones or just really big events. You know, it's a preseason game. It is what it is. But I went as sort of a mix between an Eagles and a Bills fan. I've said this story before, but, you know, the initial team that got me into football was not the Bills. It was the Eagles, the movie Invincible, don't judge a boy too hard for not falling in love with Trent Edwards at quarterback. Like, it is what it is. But that 2011 season, I've mentioned it a lot. I have a lot of strong memories for, you know, ultimately that team that doesn't actually go to the playoffs and what, finishes 6-10? But the start of the season was amazing, and I go to my first game, Derek, 2011, against the Eagles, then called the Dream Team with Michael Vick, DeSean Jackson.
Oh, my God.
All of those. Jeremy Maclin.
Dubbed by backup quarterback Vince Young.
Yeah.
Nnamdi Asamoah was signed there.
I mean, on paper, that team was supposed to be good, but yeah. I went there as sort of a mix. Again, it was just more of a fun experience finally being able to go to a Bills game, and it means something. Bills win that game. They beat the hell out of the Eagles. I think Vick throws like 3 or 4 picks. And I have not looked back since. I, at most now in my life, and really for much of my adolescence, kind of just more had like, oh yeah, the Eagles are cool. And I moved off of them entirely. Like, I am now a Bills fan entirely. And I do credit a lot of that to going to the stadium, to, you know, being at that game in part. And again, I mentioned this last night. You know, before that, the games I went to, Derek, were UB football games. And no disrespect to UB, UB Stadium and Highmark Stadium are very different beasts. And, you know, when you
and
get
it's tough to have a college town environment in a Bills town.
Right. And so, you know, 13-year-old Zach showing up to that stadium, you're like, oh my goodness, this is unbelievable. And I haven't looked back since. I haven't been able to attend many games past that. I went, I think either the next year or the year following when they hosted the Ravens, right after the Ravens had won the Super Bowl, EJ Manuel's the starting quarterback. That was my first game. I went with a bunch of buddies. That was a blast because it was just a bunch of – it was like 6 guys in high school. We spent the night at my one friend Kyle's house. We all got up early in the morning to go there. They beat the Ravens, which at the time you're like, there's no way they just won the Super Bowl last year. Like, who were we the Bills? Wait, we won? It was a blast.
When you asked the question, we talked about it. I have a depressingly low amount of times that I've been at the stadium for being around here for – 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, when you say be nice, to whom? You or myself?
Well, I know. I give off the sense that I'm young. You know, some of these people are going to hear 2011 and go, what?
The first person I'm kicking the butt of on that is me. God, I'm old.
Yeah,
so I'm not mean to you. I'm mean to me. I'm also my first target always. But I have a very low amount of times that I've been at the stadium. And if you include preseason, that number goes from 4 to 5.
Yeah.
That'll happen when you've been around working Bills games at the station for 9 years now. And I'm not one of the main suspects, so I don't go there for the games. I'm here and I'm working all day. So I haven't been able to go to many games, especially with them being good. The first one that sticks out to me is one with my cousin, where it's a game that's whited out for everybody. It's whited out even for the people that went to it because it was snowing so much. Because tickets were like $7.
Oh, yeah.
For the Bills and the Cowboys to wrap up the season.
Yeah, baby.
And my cousin and I just went, yeah, we'll grab like 80 layers and just go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to text him about that later. He lives in Germany now. But that's the first one that sticks out to me. Not a good game. One that not many people remember. Kellen Moore was the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. I remember how hype I was about Kellen Moore, the college player.
I mean, how are you not?
Oh, my God. At Boise State.
Boise State, baby.
At Boise State, he was a godsend. And now he's the third stringer on the Cowboys starting today because this game is meaningless for everybody involved. You could barely see the field from where we were sitting. And that's the first one I think of because those are the ones that in all the wrong ways do stick out.
They do. Yeah, you're right.
Because A, the stadium's not full. B, sometimes there's like a certain bit of goodwill to the community that, like you heard about like back in the day, like Russ Salvatore would buy tickets to make sure it wouldn't black out.
Yeah.
That didn't even happen for this game. That's how bad it was.
Looking at week 17, it's cold in December and they're not in the playoffs.
Week 17, yeah, I'm going to this game. Why not? And that's the first one I could think of. I don't have a long list.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, though, you know, they weren't good and they're good now. I always wonder how many people, even older, you know, generations that have been around the stadium a lot longer, how many people's favorite Bills memory is now of the current team because of Allen, but also because of the drought and overcoming that and then sort of not even middling for a little while. The Bills break the drought, miss the playoffs 1 year, and then they're now 7 years in a row. They've been one of the best teams. There hasn't been a point where we've sort of danced around just being an okay team. You know, the playoffs still being the ultimate success for, you know, a little while there. I talk about it with the Sabres, and it was the same with the Bills drought where you almost stopped worrying about the Super Bowl and you were kind of just like, I just want to get in the dance. I don't care. Like, I've mentioned that a lot. When they do get into the playoffs that first year in 2017 and they go to Jacksonville, I couldn't care less about the game. It was more the fact that the drought was over. And so for them not even to have kind of that moment of or period of shakiness and are we sure they're going to stay? Are we sure they're any good? They have one off year where they sort of are like, yeah, we're going to reset. And everyone knew that. And then from then on, they've been awesome. 2019 is maybe the only time where you weren't really sure if they were good or not. But to be fair, yeah, they were. It just Allen hadn't ascended yet. They were a good team. Allen's
yeah, they were a good team. They just hadn't ascended yet. And it just, again, it's very interesting to me. But because I don't have such a long list of football games there, the other one that sticks out to me is the World Junior game between U.S. and Canada. And it sticks out to me for a lot of reasons, but the biggest one being I got roasted here for liking those Bills-themed Team USA jerseys. Absolutely torched by everybody that worked here. I was the only one that liked them. I felt so alone. And then, in a moment of ill-advised spite, I bought myself a jersey of Austin Matthews.
It's good. Always do things out of spite.
What a traitorous move I made.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to upset everyone at that point because I was made fun of relentlessly. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, how's this? That day, though, I was everybody's friend.
Right, right.
That day, I was everybody's friend because I had a Team USA jersey, a Toronto Maple Leafs player jersey, and a Bills jersey. Canada friends, oh, Matthews, yeah. USA guys, nice Team USA jersey. Buffalo friends, Bills jersey.
Yeah.
Everybody liked me. And then I got back here and Howard chased me down the hall.
You had to get humbled at some point. You had to get humbled. I can understand that.
So, yeah, that was one, like, but also the game itself. It was that snow globe action. It wasn't windy. It wasn't.
It was picturesque.
It was very picturesque, exactly. But it was enough snow that they had to manually come out and take shovels for the ice crew, just like actual snow shovels, not the usual like that they do with the ice maintenance crew. But they had to actually scoop up the snow because it was that powdery goodness. But then Team USA wins that game in a shootout. Casey Mittelstadt, of course, is the people ever.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Everyone's wanting to see. It was a fun time. And I'm pretty sure Brady Tkachuk had the eye black of Bills Mafia.
Oh, that's fun. I don't remember that, but that's fun.
Yeah. So, like, it was a really great time. It was very cool. I had a lot of fun with that. And as a matter of fact, as we have an opportunity to get connected with our fans, Brendan tweets in a picture of that game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you bring that one up. I was also thinking the Winter Classic because we're getting ready for that one down in Florida, which most people are making fun of. But I know so many people who weren't even at that game just remember seeing it on TV and going, no, that's the coolest thing that's happened at that stadium. We bring it picturesque. Right. It's the snow globe, snow. And while the Sabres don't win, it's still this, oh, my good. Like, this is exactly what we wanted. This is exactly what
you picture
wanted
when you're out on the pond skating.
Yeah, so like those are also, I didn't attend those games. Those are also some I think of as just some of the cooler memories to happen at Highmark. And look, to be perfectly honest, they're getting a new stadium. It's not a dome. They're probably going to have more of these. They are probably going to have some of those games. They won't have a Super Bowl. The city of Buffalo probably can't, have it, even if they had a dome, just the infrastructure. But in terms of those, the Winter Classic, maybe even like, Olympic hockey games, they could absolutely do something like that. I know World Cup soccer games has always been kind of the idea. Well, not World Cup soccer games, but U.S. national team soccer games could be something as well. I'm excited for those nights coming up. But with this being our last time on this week and in all likelihood the last game at Highmark Stadium being on Sunday, definitely want to get people's thoughts. And we'll do that here. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts. And we'll start this morning off with David on the line. David, how are we doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, lasting memory from this stadium, it's got to be for me the home opener of 2014. My mom was a lifelong Bills fan. I am not a Buffalo native, but I was lucky enough to have a mother who was a Bills fan, so I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan. She was her 60th birthday, and I surprised her with front row end zone tickets. She'd never been to a game before. And this was kind of like a culmination of a lot of things that were leading up to this game. I mean, it was the first game after Ralph C. Wilson had died. Mm-hmm. It was the first home game after they announced that the Pegulas had bought the Bills. It was, a little bit before they had announced that Jim Kelly was cancer-free and he was going to be the legend of the game. Sammy Watkins, it was going to be his first home game appearance. So it was like a lot, you couldn't get tickets to this. So it was like a big deal. My mom was excited. I called in a huge favor for somebody who worked for the Bills. They got me sideline credentials from my mom, and I didn't tell her until we got there. So she was ecstatic. She's going all over the place. She's, stars in her eyes. And then we get to the front row end zone seats. It was just a memorable game. I mean, we were sitting right there. CJ Spiller, he had a 100-yard kickoff return touchdown. Mm-hmm. He almost ran right to us. And my mom, she's 60 years old, but she's slamming the padding right in front of her, classic Bills fan. The Bills went on to win it 29-10, and it was honestly one of the most euphoric moments I've ever seen for my mom. And the reason why I remember this beyond that is the legacy of that game and that moment with her, because my mom had cancer, and she died less than a year later. And at that game on the sideline, she got to meet Jim Kelly, who was also, you know, had just gotten cleared from cancer. So they, you know, they briefly met for like 10, 15 seconds, but that was kind of like, you know, she was amazed by that.
Yeah.
I took a photo of her before we got sent to our seats, and she's on the sideline and she's smiling ear to ear, and she's in a Doug Flutie jersey because Doug Flutie was her favorite. That picture of her, she died less than a year later. That photo was there at her service. That photo a decade later was there at my wedding where she was going to be sitting. And that photo sits on my wall in my house to this day. And, you know, when I think about my mom, I look at that image. That's what I picture, is her happy at the Bills game. I think about that game when I think about memories at the Ralph or Highmark.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thank you for that call.
That's a lot to be able to put out there, too. I appreciate that story. Because, again, it's not necessarily even about the result on the field. It's about the people you go with. It's about the stories about that. That they could have stunk that game. And I'm pretty sure it's probably a top – like, it's an all-timer, though, for him and his mother because of the impact.
Mm-hmm.
So –
I mean, that's where
thank you for the call. Yeah. That's a big one.
And that's where Bills Mafia comes in. Is during the drought. It's not within the 90s.
Drought football.
When they're winning. I mean, this is drought 2014. They go 9-7, but they're still like they're in.
And they handle the Dolphins, which of course you know everybody loves to see.
But we're still like in the chokehold process of the drought. Of just it feels just you're not getting out. Where are we going? And yet, like for you to get such good memories even from that. I mentioned 2011. Like, I have such fond memories of that season. They go, like, 6-10. They're not good. David has that connection with his mom, and it's a season they still don't wind up winning, you know, making the playoffs or anything like that. But it doesn't matter, like you said, because of the people that you're around, the people you're with, the people you went to those games with. And this is where I do really – and I mean this, you know, no matter where my career takes me, if I ever leave Buffalo, I stay here for whatever it is. I will always appreciate this about Buffalo and its fans is that college feel to it. And I don't mean the rowdiness or anything like that, but just the genuine connection the community has to the team. You don't get that in Los Angeles. You just won't. You know, people love the Lakers and they do see that as like their team, but that's maybe kind of the only one. We joke about the Chargers all the time, just not being able to get their fans. Anybody into SoFi. You know, Dallas is maybe too big of a brand. People in Dallas love the team, but they're such a big brand. They're everywhere. And it does kind of just feel like I just wound up being a Dallas fan. And that might happen to a certain extent with Buffalo, with Josh Allen. But there is something too, you know, being in Buffalo, having that around. And David even mentioned he's not from Buffalo. He's not a Buffalo native. His mom, though, was a fan. But there is always going to be that connection. The small market, the very almost niche market of Buffalo can really bring people together. And you just don't get that in some of the bigger cities. And it will always be something that I find very beautiful and very romantic with the sport of football in Buffalo in and of itself. And we're seeing it now with the Sabres as well. For as much heartache as they give people, they go on a bit of a win streak. And you do feel a bit of a fervor in the town.
Everyone's in a hoopla.
Yeah. Again, a number to call, 803-0550. David, thanks for the call there. It was wonderful to hear from you. We'll go back to the phones. Brad is up next. Brad, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, you know, I've been to plenty of significant games there. I don't go too much anymore, but I just had one moment with my grandfather, my father, and my brother when I was 8 years old. I don't know the specific, you know, time frame, but you guys would. It's when the Bills beat the Dolphins for the first time after so many years, and I was sitting in the section, and it was probably, like, late 70s, like I said, and when the Bills won, I remember Larry Zonka scoring a touchdown, and it was pouring rain, and the turf was so slick, he, like, slid into the end zone. It was right in front of me. But when the Bills won, they tore down the goalposts, and Ralph Wilson's box was behind our seats, and they tore down the goalposts, and then they handed the goalpost up all the way along, you know, the stands up to where we were. And, you know, my dad, like, touched the goalpost, and I helped hand it up, and they opened up, slid the window open to Ralph Wilson's box, and they put the goalpost in there, you know? And it was, you know, as a kid, you're like, what the heck just happened, right? You know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I mean, there's been plenty more, but, you know, when you're a young kid going to a game, it's a privilege, and I was with my whole family. It was pretty cool.
So. Absolutely. Brad, thanks for the call.
Brad, thanks for
this,
the call.
This is a game I dug more into yesterday because we had a call about that on the afternoon show. And what I find most fun about this – so, Derek, the starting quarterbacks for this game were Bob Greasy for Miami and then Joe Ferguson for the Bills.
Right.
I want you to guess how many picks Joe Ferguson threw.
Four.
Five. They win that game 17-7.
I'm like, I have a sense of the direction you're going here.
So the Bills win that game 77. It's the opener to the 1980 season. They stop the losing streak at 21, so it only goes to 20. They score 14 points in the fourth quarter, and Fergie throws five picks. And this is where me and Mike Schopp are in lockstep with this. It is my favorite thing to go back into some of these older games. And older, I do mean around like the 80s into the 70s and 60s. And I'm a bit of a historian with all this stuff, and I do really enjoy it. But my favorite aspect, Derek, everyone turned the ball over at such an obnoxious rate. It is stunning that turnovers ever became the bugaboo that they are in the modern NFL. Ferguson throws five picks. They win 17-7. Like, you would not know he does that.
Well, the Bills' defense also comes away with four picks of their own on that day.
It's incredible.
Against two quarterbacks.
Don Strock, baby.
And the weirdest thing about all of it, though, is like having an opportunity to look at any of these like older games and how wild the box scores are.
It's the best. It's the best.
Or even, ready? You don't even have to go that far. In the 90s, there are times where Jim Kelly's throwing like 20-plus interceptions in a year.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. His first ever game he starts with, I think, is like the 86 opener. He has almost 300 yards. His completion percentage is like 70, has three touchdowns. And you're like, that's a modern NFL stat. Like, that's incredible. Yeah. And you're right. And then there will be seasons where he has like one more touchdown than picks. But it didn't matter. Like, him, Elway, they were considered, you know, the cream of the crop of their position. It was such a wildly different game. But a game that, like, if I ever could, I'd want to go sit down for like a 1977 game. Just to legitimately feel the difference of the sport from what it is now.
Yeah.
Because they are just wildly different sports in many aspects, although in some, they are exactly the same.
In some, they're exactly the same, but not very often.
803-0550, again, the number two call. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, Sal Capaccio will also join the show. We'll get, of course, his favorite memories for Highmark Stadium from both a kid and now, of course, when he's working. And also, Bills returning to practice today as they get ready for Sunday, 425, hosting the New York Jets. That's all coming up next when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.